Now, when I saw this story, I thought it was something that, I knew I was interested. I suspect that you're going to be interested as well. There's an outfit called Keep Me Posted. It is about a group of people who have decided that not only do they want a paper copy of their bill, but they also want not to be charged for it, which I think you'll agree is pretty reasonable. Now, how you join this push, I don't know, but I'll introduce you to somebody who can tell you. Kelly Northwood is the executive director of Keep Me Posted. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
What do you really do for a living?
I do lots of different things. I've worked in advertising and print and mail, so I know a little bit about some of the background of all these fees and billing. So I think it'd be fair to say that I'm a bit of a paper fanatic, so I'm a bit biased in that regard.
What was the tipping point? What got you onto this?
Well, I heard about it actually overseas. The first Keep Me Posted campaign started in the UK by a lovely lady, and she was retired, and she started getting bills, and she thought it wasn't good enough, and she started a campaign, and I met with her over in my travels, and I thought it was a great idea, and then not really relevant, because a few years ago we didn't have these bills, but then we started to see them come in, and I thought, hang on, we should do something about it. And we ran up and made a bit of a, pass the hat around and got industry involved, the unions involved, we got charities involved, community groups involved, and of course a lot of Australians involved, because no one's happy about these fees for bills.
No, we all have an interest in keeping people employed. The government has an interest in keeping people employed, the unions, everyone with a shop front, everyone, because if we don't have a job, we don't have money in our pocket, so therefore we can't go out and spend, so the whole consumerism cycle ends. But it kind of looks like, they want us to, some banks, not all, some banks want us to go outside and use the ATM. Others want us to, if we have a problem, talk to somebody in Manila instead of downtown Adelaide, or where you are, downtown Melbourne. What insanity has suddenly taken over? The world worked just fine when people understood that people need people.
I think we're seeing that more and more. There's more and more research now coming out, not only about the digital divide, so not everyone has equal access to digital communication, but more and more people are having what's called term now, this sort of jargon that runs around, but digital fatigue. People are sick of just talking to screens, and particularly around your finance. You want to talk to a person. You've got questions around your mortgage or your bank statements or your credit cards, and somehow we're just being pushed into one avenue only, and it's not suitable for everyone.
They should understand the negative effects of alienating the customer or the client, but do they imagine that they can tough it out? Or crash through, or what drives them?
We find we're sort of part of this campaign. We've been doing public forums all over the countryside, and we're sort of chatting with people who come along. And some of the stories that we hear, people in their 70s and 80s who have worked and remained all their lives, stayed loyal all their lives to a bank, paid their mortgages, done all the right things. I recall one woman who had a particular credit card with a department store when she was 19 and she was 83, and now she's being charged $3 a pop just to get a bill. And it's just such a disregard for these people that are their customers, have been very loyal customers, and to be fleeced in this way when we know it's not costing them that much. Mm. And it's just complete disrespect. As well as just a nonsense charge in the first place.
Yeah, well, Kelly Northwood, you and I are on the same page. But apart from talking about it, what can we do about it?
Well, we've been marching up to Canberra, and I have to say we've had a fair reception from all sides of politics, which is great. And
Do they agree?
Certainly, they agree that it's unfair. They're not in agreement about what they should do about it, however. But
these guys make the law.
Well, that's certainly what we're agitating for, and, At the moment, we are under a Treasury review, so Treasury's reviewing the issue. Everyone was invited to submit their thoughts just before Christmas. I think still Treasury's still reviewing all of that. And we'll know in April, I believe, Treasury's findings. And from there, we're hoping that legislation's put in place.
Because I would imagine that this whole electronic thing, this virtual thing, opens us all to a lot of scams that we would not otherwise be exposed to.
Well, we're certainly seeing a significant increase in scams. ACCC Scam Watch is a massive supporter of everyone being much more educated, much more aware of scams. Australia last year lost about $300 million to digital fraud and scamming, online scams and the like. A lot of money for people who can ill afford to just hand over some money. So we know that 42% of scams came through the email or the internet.
Yes.
So yeah. It's a significant amount. We need to be aware of that too.
And we have to understand that there are a lot of people who don't have easy access to online, or they just don't like it, or they just don't want it. And why should they be disadvantaged?
Well, we know over 3 million Australians don't have the internet at home, in their homes.
Mm.
And we also know, you know, some of the feedback has been, oh, well, they can go to a public library. As a campaign, we reject that. We don't think people should be forced to manage their finances in a public environment or other private health matters and things like that. So we find that inappropriate, and we argue against that as well. We're not anti-digital. Don't get the campaign wrong. We just think that there should be choice. And if your choice is to have a paper bill, then you shouldn't have to be slugged a fee for it and an exorbitant fee at that.
Yep, no, I totally agree with you. What does choice say about it? What sort of, on what side of the fence does choice come down on?
Choice are a supporter of the choice. So they.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. That's good. I like choice. in all senses of the expression.
That's right. So we have organisations, Choice is one, as a consumer advocacy group. Also CALC, which is the Consumer Action Legal Centre, they're supporters of it. We're very aware too in, you know, this poverty premium that we're seeing coming into the poorest Australians are being charged a premium for services. So a lot of the consumer groups, as well as the social services groups and social justice groups, are very much a supporter and looking at these premium poverty premiums that are happening as well.
Yeah, while a paper bill might cost somebody a little bit, but you'd have to work that into the actual cost of doing business. But if you're a consumer, you're probably using hundreds of millions of dollars collectively in data by doing it the other way.
Certainly something we've called for from industry who are putting in these fees. We're saying, look, if that's your cost, if you say it's $2.50, then let's have a look at it. We've had a look at it from the costs for Australia Post and the printers and the paper. We've sort of broken that down.
Yeah.
And our findings is it's just a tad over a dollar, and that includes the cost of making the envelope all the way through to posting it. Obviously, these organisations don't pay what you and I pay over the post counter. So we want to know why they're charging us $2.50 when we know it's a cost of over a dollar. And on top of that, these costs aren't new. These costs have always been part of doing business.
Yes.
What's happening is they've put the cost in now, saying that it's a new cost. Well, it's not a new cost. It's always been a cost of doing business. But prices haven't dropped. The costs, and just the costs, are now being added on top of the cost.
Yeah, well, you have overheads. And some of those overheads you can pass on to your customers. Others you can't. And you accept graciously and probably gratefully that this is a bit of money you have to spend to stay in business. And if you don't like it, get out of the business.
We certainly argue a little bit that it becomes confusing. If I'm a customer and I'm deciding I want a particular type of pen, I go into the shop and I see the different pens and they're different off, you know, one might have a click top and one might have a lid or so on, and I decide at the time of purchase on the price, which ultimately I'm prepared to pay. We're finding now that people are getting slugged these fees after they've made the decision to purchase the product or service, and that's not fair either.
No.
Because
no,
if they
no.
had that information up front, then they'd be armed to make a better choice.
Well, what do we do? Do we join you, or do we follow you? I don't know what the expression is. How do we put more muscle in your arm?
Well,
or more lead in your pencil?
We're calling on everyone to write to their local politician. We've got letter templates to help them do that.
But you see, we don't do that. We're compliant and we're obedient and we're not militant. We should learn how to do this sort of stuff.
We've got lots. We've been fairly overwhelmed. We've had a lot of people writing into us, which has been terrific. In the Australia Post Office, they've got a little leaflet that you can send back to us as well.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Keep me posted. It's all got the green and gold all over it.
Well, they should be behind you 1,000 miles an hour. There's something in it for them.
Well, they have been supportive. Australia Post have community service obligations, obviously, with their public service initiatives, and they have been a supporter of it, which has been terrific help, actually. But people can ring us, write to us, email us. If people do have the internet and they want to get online, they can do all of that. We have templates that we can help them also send to their energy companies or their telcos if they are getting fees, because sometimes you may have access to an exemption that people don't often know. So we've got letters to help people get an exemption. Lots of ways and tips to help people challenge it head on, and we encourage everyone to ring up if they are being slugged these fees, to ring up their service provider and say you don't want to be slugged, so see if you can get it taken off your bill.
Well, bless you. You should be up for an Australia award, you know, one of those orders of Australia. Kelly, it's nice to talk to you. Tell us the email address or the address if we would prefer to send you a letter.
The post office box is PO Box 5231 in Burnley. BURNLEY, Victoria, 3121. Or you can email us on keepmeposted@twosides.org.au.
Kelly Northwood is her name. Kelly Northwood, Executive Director of Keep Me Posted. Now, that's a great idea. And I also like that idea about speak to a person. You know, if you had a similar thing to Keep Me Posted and you called it speak to a person, in other words, I will not deal with anyone who tells me to push 1, push 2, push 3, push 4, push 5, push 6. I think you'd be cooking with gas. We could turn the world around tonight.